The most noteworthy, as well as the most controversial, use of Picasso's name in an advertising context was the launch of the Citroën Zara Picasso, a C-segment MPV, or compact minivan, produced by the French car manufacturer from 1999 until 2011 in Europe and China, and until 2013 in Brazil, Argentina, and Egypt. It was the first time that an artist's heirs had granted a company the rights to use the artist's name for an automobile. The television ad played on the concept of freedom associated with the name of Picasso, and depicted the factory's robots rebelling during the production process. In contrast, the press ad published in 1981 by Iberia, the airline that brought Picasso's Guernica to Spain, was highly charged in both a political and emotional sense. It marked the occasion on which the artist's masterpiece made its definitive journey from New York to Spain, a journey that was described in the media as the return of the last exile of the Spanish Civil War. The institutional campaign carried out by the government of Andalusia to mark the opening of the Picasso Museum in Malaga in 2003 also played on the idea of coming home, combining it with a sense of joy and an extraordinary use of colour. For its part, the Costa del Sol Tourist Board launched an advertising campaign that featured the motto Picasso vive aquí, or Picasso lives here. In the ad, the figure of Picasso, played by an actor bearing a striking resemblance to the great artist, makes his way through the streets of the city of his birth, exploring the places that have the strongest connection to his years in Malaga.